He thought I'll talk to you about it, but I sure don't want to. We've been counting on you, and we...
And we had about a four-hour session. It was a very serious, hard discussion. And I told Hubert I sat on the thing very hard and got it on an even keel again. And as I told Hubert that I was very disturbed because this thing is fermenting down below. And our union, you know, has always been a very important and constructive force. And we want to be that same kind of force in this situation.
Well, you have been. And I've done every damn thing that you've suggested anyway. And I'll be glad to consider any possible approach. Now, what they have done, they have changed their strategy completely. They have decided that they want to try to wrap this thing up in our election year. So they've come out of the woodwork. And they plan to move in on us in two great ways and try to have a blitz. The first one caused great consternation and problems, but did not result in their holding the cities. The second one is yet to come off. We're right in the face of it. They have moved 50,000 men in. We have not moved any men in. As a matter of fact, we've moved some out. So that is what we're facing as of now. Every move is being carefully calculated by them and by us. We don't want to put more men in than we need to hold those we have. We don't want to be overrun. It's a hell of a calculation to know what is enough and what is too much and what is not enough, you see. So that's right where we are. We've tried every way that we know of. We've had the Romanians in there for a month. We've had the Poles. We've had the Italians. We've had our work with Tommy Thompson and Kosygin. But the cold, hard facts are we do not have control, and McCarthy doesn't, and Bobby doesn't, and no one else does at this stage, unless and until they see that this second wave of theirs, we have their documents, we know what their plans are, is not successful. Now, I can't get out and promise that they're not going to beat us. I've told them that we can stand and case on or we can pull out. Whatever the strategists think is the wisest thing to do. But they think if you move back to Way or into your cities, you just result in killing thousands and thousands of civilians, and it's better to meet it where it is. But we are not launching the offensive. They are, and we are trying to wait until they move. Now, there is no question but what their attitude is harder. They just do not want to talk. And I guess it's like you are when you're negotiating and you've got the upper hand and they've got to come to you. They can't pee a drop without you. I think that's the position they're in. They're being well supported. They're not hurting. We're not destroying anything they've got. We're not invading them. We're not trying to capture them. We're not taking their cities. We're not killing their civilians. When we hit a target in North Vietnam, we hit a damn few. Last year, we had 6.5 months that we had complete pause in both Hanoi and Haiphong. I can't stress those things. Because when I do, I get every hawk in the country who thinks I'm not doing enough. And they want me to take out Haiphong immediately. And when I do, I take out a Russian ship and I got a lot more problem. Now, when you look at these plans, there's not much anybody's got to do. They say they don't want withdrawal. They say they don't want surrender. McCarthy said he wants negotiation. Well, goddammit, we do too. But we have the responsibility. Now, you've got to be responsible too. And I know your board will give you hell, and I get hell from all of my people all the time. But this is a period and a time. These boys can't get this nomination. They're not going to get it. We're going to take these states, and they're not going to come close to it. They'll win some primaries because I don't have much time to make calls like this. I'm just fighting my heart out to, by God, on the monetary question. I'm doing my best to keep them from cutting my budget $20 billion. That's the present demand to cut it. And if I'd let it come to a vote, that's exactly what the Republicans and the Southerners would do to me while the liberals are cutting at me. I've got the problem of Vietnam. I've got the Middle East. They're building up to beat hell. They're pouring the arms to the Arabs. We have no mutual security pact. We have no treaty. I don't know what I could do if they called on me, yet they are calling on me, and I've got to give them some assistance, and I'm doing it on my own while Fulbright, who is not strictly one of your type of liberals, is giving me hell every second and then going in and voting against open housing out in the open. Now, I've got my Southern defectors because I have been the first man that ever passed things like open housing, and they gave me a big reverse yesterday in the Dam Rules Committee because Calmer, Mississippi. But I delivered and changed five separate people, and Phil Hart will tell you, on open housing. Now, if I can't have fellows like you in this presidency, well, then, by God, they can take Nixon or somebody. But I've just got to have you stand up when the going's tough, because when you got your back to the wall, I come to you, and I stand there. And when you got your strikes on, I've got you know that you...